The Seven Senators to Watch on Brett Kavanaugh's Confirmation by Ryan Teague Beckwith. Senate Republicans have a very narrow margin for error on the confirmation of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. The GOP caucus has just 51 members, but it's unclear if Arizona Senator John McCain, who's being treated for brain cancer, will be able to return to the chamber to vote. A 50-50 tie vote would be broken with a vote from Vice President Mike Pence. Since Republicans changed Senate rules in 2017, the vote on Kavanaugh will require only a simple majority instead of the old 60-vote standard. But that still means the vote will come down to a handful of moderate Republicans and red state Democrats. The White House invited several of the key senators to the unveiling Monday evening, but all declined, and so far none have made any statements in opposition or support of Kavanaugh. Several other Republicans and Democrats have come out along party lines already. Here's a look at the key votes. Senator Susan Collins, Republican, Maine. Collins is one of two Republican senators who are supportive of abortion rights and has said she will consider it in her vote. She recently told CNN that she would not support a nominee who demonstrated hostility to Roe v. Wade, the landmark 1973 decision affirming them, because it's a settled precedent. Maine residents are among the most supportive of abortion rights in the U.S., A 2014 poll found that two-thirds think it should be legal in most or all cases. But supporters of abortion rights note that her wording leaves Kavanaugh a lot of wiggle room. In a statement on Monday, she cited Kavanaugh's impressive credentials and extensive experience and said she'll conduct a careful, thorough vetting of his record. She voted to confirm Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch last year. Senator Lisa Murkowski, Republican, Alaska. Murkowski is the other Republican senator who's supportive of abortion rights. She said she'll consider whether a nominee would overturn Roe v. Wade, but that it alone would not be a litmus test. My standards for Supreme Court nominees are extremely high. It's my long-standing practice to carefully scrutinize the qualifications of judicial nominees and to cast an independent vote when judicial nominations come before the Senate, she said when Kennedy retired. After Kavanaugh's nomination, she said she looked forward to sitting down for a personal meeting, reviewing his decisions, and hearing his responses to questions. She voted to confirm Gorsuch. Senator Rand Paul, Republican, Kentucky. Paul's libertarian streak leads him to break with Republican orthodoxy on some issues, and he's not yet said he will back Kavanaugh. In a tweet Monday, Paul said he's keeping an open mind and looks forward to upcoming Senate hearings, reviewing his record, and meeting personally with Kavanaugh. He was one of a group of conservatives who signed a statement urging Trump to pick Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah. But Paul has a history of threatening to break with the GOP caucus before backing down, and it's unlikely that he'll turn out to be the deciding vote against Kavanaugh. He voted to confirm Gorsuch. Senator Joe Donnelly, Democrat, Indiana. Donnelly's one of a handful of red state Democrats up for re-election this year who are probably not happy to be dealing with this Supreme Court nomination. Already facing a tough campaign, Donnelly, who opposes abortion except in cases of rape, incest, or a threat to the life of the mother, now risks alienating his Democratic base by supporting Kavanaugh or handing his Republican opponent, Mike Braun, another argument against him. Braun has said he expects Donnelly to vote for Kavanaugh, but argued he shouldn't get any credit for it. Hoosiers won't be fooled by Senator Donnelly's election year pandering, he said in a statement. Donnelly has said he will carefully review and consider the record and qualifications of Kavanaugh. He voted to confirm Gorsuch. Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat, West Virginia. Manchin's also fighting a tough re-election fight in a red state. He also opposes abortion, except in cases of rape, incest, or a threat to the life of the mother. He's chosen to make his argument on the nomination based on Kavanaugh's views on the Affordable Care Act, arguing that an upcoming case on the legality of the law could be pivotal. The Supreme Court will ultimately decide if nearly 800,000 West Virginians with pre-existing conditions will lose their health care, he said. This decision will directly impact almost 40% of my state, so I'm very interested in his position on protecting West Virginians with pre-existing conditions. He voted to confirm Gorsuch. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, Democrat, North Dakota. Heitkamp is running in a tough fight for re-election in one of the most closely watched races this fall, with one election watcher saying she's possibly the most vulnerable incumbent in the country. Before the nomination, she called for someone who would be pragmatic, fair, compassionate, committed to justice, and above politics, and she since said she will thoroughly review and vet Kavanaugh's record. Heitkamp has called for reproductive decisions to be made by women and their doctors, but opposes public funding of abortion. She voted to confirm Gorsuch. And Senator Doug Jones, Democrat, Alabama. Jones is another red state Democrat who will face pressure, but he's not up for election this year. He said that he'll do a thorough vetting of Judge Kavanaugh's body of work before making a decision, and said he's open to voting either way. I don't think my role is to rubber stamp for the president, but it's also not an automatic knee-jerk no either, he told CNN before Kavanaugh was announced. He'll be up for re-election in 2020, which means he will not face the same immediate pressure as the other red state Democrats on this list, but does have to worry about being on the same ballot as Trump, who will surely make a no vote an issue. He did not belong to the Senate when Gorsuch was confirmed.